Merry Christmas, everyone, and thank you for your presence here tonight. It is a blessing to be together, and that you're sharing some of your Christmas Eve with us in worship is so good, and I thank you for your gift to me of your presence. Perhaps you've been hurrying and quite busy today, the crowds, the traffic. I was at the grocery store, and the lines were very long. So we can give ourselves permission now to rest. And I pray that this service blesses your soul, your body, your heart, your mind, your emotions, in ways that you need and ways you may not know you need tonight. So let us ask the Holy Spirit, who can create anything in our lives, to be with us. And let us wish for a blessing tonight, a miracle in our lives, in our families, in our community, and our nation, on our planet, in this cosmos. Amen.
We stand and sing.
The Gospel reading for Christmas Eve is taken from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 2. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. May this reading nourish our journey deeper into wisdom and love. Amen.
Dream, dream, dream. of the joyous day to come, while guardian angels without number watch you as you sweetly slumber. Dream, dream, dream of the joyous day to come, of the joyous day to come. Still, 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 still,
Four years ago tonight, I was serving John Calvin Presbyterian Church in San Antonio, Texas. And we had two services that Christmas Eve, one at 6 and the other at 11 in the night. And I left Austin about 3 in the afternoon to drive down there. And a quarter mile before my exit, an accident happened right in front of me. And a pickup truck literally flipped head over head and then spinned off and crashed into the side. And it so disturbed me and frightened me because I thought I was going to get involved in this accident and die. I wasn't that nervous about the message, but I was not ready to die. And thankfully, I was able to get out of the way. The services were beautiful that night, and we ended our 11 o'clock service like we will end our service tonight, with the candle lighting and silent night. And I think I told a silly joke. These are Presbyterian jokes. Famous sermon titles from Presbyterian ministers on Christmas Eve. Birthquake. That's kind of... But this one always is a good one. You've come a long way, baby. And we're going to talk about that in a moment because it's very important theologically to get that straight. But you can imagine I was quite nervous to get back on I-35 and drive at midnight or 12:30, whatever it was, Christmas Eve, the hour and a half back to my home here in Austin. And so I decided to take the back roads, the back country roads that lead up through Wimberley and Driftwood. And somewhere in between Wimberley and Driftwood, I was driving carefully, and a doe, sweet doe, deer, just grazed my car as if it tried to stop from jumping out in front of me. And it hit my side passenger door, and I could hear it thud like that. And so I pulled over just a little bit and walked back and put my hand on the doe, and it was still quite alive. And I could feel its breath on my arm. I could hear its heartbeat. And it was just me in the middle of nowhere on that dark night, and the breath of this other being that I didn't know if it would live or die. And that was my most sacred Christmas Eve I've ever had. We don't really know where Jesus comes from. His beginnings, its beginnings, is a big mystery. There are certainly a lot of us who were taught that Jesus was up in heaven and then came down to earth. Well, if you just think about that for a minute, this was before miniaturization technology. The baby Jesus wasn't a man before he was born. The man Jesus didn't exist before he was conceived and born of Mary. Something else is a bigger mystery here that this story is trying to convey to us. We can't really know what was before Jesus' birth. But we talk about it not as Jesus, but as Christ or the Logos. And that Logos is what existed for all time, beyond time, before time. And that is what united itself to human nature and was born and called Jesus. So we think of Jesus as a vessel of this eternal presence called the Logos, aspect of God. Now we don't quite understand any of that. It's a big, big mystery. But one of the things I have so loved and appreciated about this church is the gift of it gave me of meeting and knowing and reading Bernadette Roberts. And Bernadette Roberts, more than anyone, resonated with what I had always wondered and thought. She answered the questions I had always had about the mystery of Jesus and Christ. And she gave me the permission to say, Jesus didn't exist before he was born. Christ did. The Logos did. So while we don't know really much more than that about what Jesus was before he was born, what we're celebrating here is the presence of divine love on this planet uniting itself as love to humankind, showing us how much God cares for humankind. It's really the revelation as one of us. So there's nothing that we could ever do, no one of us in particular could ever do that would separate us from the love of God, because the love of God in Christ has already united itself to human nature, universal human nature. No matter how many of us individually lose our way and forget why we're here. No matter how many of us die without remembering our purpose. No matter how many of us keep giving in to the fears of division and lies of separation. No matter how many of us keep forgetting the way of light and follow our forgetfulness of sleep. No matter how bad this planet gets, no matter what goes wrong, no matter how much we don't feel worthy of it, the divine is united to the human and can never be separated. That's the good news of Christmas. Now, while we don't know much about what happened before Christ, there is a lot we know about his end. We know about his dying. And so, what I wish to leave us with tonight is the remembrance right now that amidst all the cultural niceties of Christmas, celebrating the birth of this guy we called Jesus a long time ago, that in the celebration of the birth, do not ever forget the presence of his death. That we know a lot more about the death of Jesus than we do about the birth of Jesus. And that in this very celebration of birth is the seeds of his death. Now, if you think about it, that's the way it is for all of us. So the question becomes, we come from God, we return to God, what do we do in between? How do we live these gifts of lives we've been given? If we remember our death and know that death is the flower of our life, whether it happens on I-35 or waking up in the morning or a long process of chemo and cancer, or whatever it might be that takes us out of this planet once and for all, our death is a part of our life. Our dying is a part of our living. Now, why am I saying this on Christmas Eve? Because I believe that when we forget our dying, we live as if we're in charge. And our culture celebrates being in charge. Do whatever you want, at whatever expense. And it is falling apart. The system is falling apart. We can't all have everything. And so we cannot live without the remembrance of our death as if we're in charge of our own lives and destiny. Because in a second, a pickup truck could careen right into you. How have you lived? Every one of us comes into this planet with a light for a particular way to live that light. And there will never be another your light or my light. And this weekend I learned that Baba Ram Dass died. And his birth was a part of his death, and his death is a part of his birth. It's no different than Jesus, no different than us. How is different? But we can remember Ram Dass as being so influential in Tim and Barbara's life, and so influential in this community. And Lama. And these light beings come into this world and they give and give and give and they show us the way with their light. Where we might not know exactly where to go or what to do, a little light comes in from someone else who's been a little farther along on the journey. And then there's a sense of relief and freedom. It's, thank you for showing me the way by way of your light. Now, this is what the gift of Christmas ultimately is that you offer your light to one another. We offer our light to each other. We offer our light when others have forgotten and we are not forgetting in that particular moment. That is the essence of the Christmas gift that we can give, the light of divine love. Let it flow. Let it be a radiant witness to others. Don't hide your love for God. Don't pretend God doesn't matter to you. Don't deny the heartbeat of life that is given to every single creature on this planet, whether you're a deer or an elephant or a human being, that we come from above, that we are spirit, not just physical beings. And though these physical beings can never be separated from spirit, we're more than our physical being. We're more than all the money and the digits and all the stuff. And this is part of the message of Christmas that our culture has completely forgotten. I'm amazed that anyone comes to church. I'm in awe of it. And amidst the niceties, which I love and delight in, I mean, the niceties, the beauty of the Christmas lights, let us remember the birth of Christ and the death of Christ. Let us remember the birth of our life. Why are we here? What are you here for? How are you using your life? And never forget your death, because it can inspire a whole new perspective, a whole new way of living, a whole new choice for your life, for your family, for your loved ones. Not in a morose way, but in an utterly courageous way, because you have known and believed the Christmas truth. That we come from above and we return to above, and in between we leave our mark of light and love. Thank you for your presence here tonight. May our journeys be safe, and may the journey take us deeper into the way of Christ. You've heard what I've had to say. Take a moment in the silence. What is the breath of God breathing in your heart tonight? Holy Spirit of God, hover over our lives and bring your peace, bring awareness of your presence, bring guidance and clarity for our confusion, bring comfort to our fractured relationships and healing to our brokenness. do your great work in each of our lives, that we too would be vessels of your light. We pray this in your most holy threefold name, our family name, God transcendent, God omnipresent, and God immanent, the Holy Living Trinity. Amen.
Traveling through the snow, heavier on Christmas, with Joseph she would go. And Mary through my childhood was there to mother me. Though I live across the ocean from the Sea of Galilee, Through my tears, I've seen the shepherds and their little lambs. Through the years, I glimpsed the hope of peace for man. Christmas called the Christ in me. Fill me with your majesty. Let me bear a gift to serve mankind. When I was 8, the angels taught me how to sing with their love songs to the newborn king. The cattle with their lowing kept me up on Christmas Eve. Did they cry to warn the couple their joy would turn to grief? Through the years I've rushed with people in the crowded stores. Through my tears I've seen the emptiness we try to ignore. Christmas called the Christ in me as I sit by my Christmas tree. Let me be that woman giving birth. Let us all be part of Christmas here on earth. Let us all be part of Christmas here on earth.
And now let us rest in the silence with the beloved for a few minutes of sense. Please join in praying. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, now and forever. Abba, we thank you that we know you hear us now, and that we know you always hear us. It's you who are giving us words. You who are teaching us to pray, and you who are giving us faith to pray in, that lets us know and be certain that you always hear and answer when we ask. Abba, we ask. Pour out your Spirit on these elements, that we may recognize them, receive them, and respond to them as the body and the blood of your Son, the living Christ. Let them communicate his body to our bodies and his blood to our blood. Fill us with your Holy Spirit and transform us into your love. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. During supper on the night he was betrayed, Jesus took bread, and having said the blessing, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which shall be given up for you. This is the body of Christ." When supper was ended, he took the cup, and again he gave God thanks and praise. He gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. It will be shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sin. Whenever you do this, remember me." This is the blood of Christ. Living and eternal Christ, we feel your risen presence as the very life that pervades and yet transcends our bodies and our minds. We realize you are the way and the truth, and we're grateful to share in your body and your blood. May our participation in these divine mysteries transform us into one in your mystical body, the true body of Christ. For the glory of God, our Creator, for the glory of God's kingdom here on earth, and so that our joy may be complete, we pray this in your most holy and precious name. Amen. In just a moment, our communion service will move backward, lighting your candles. And I encourage you to take your unlit and tilt it to the lit. We will sing Silent Night together. The first stanza will be led by our music team. The second stanza we will join in with singing with them. And on the third stanza, we'll all continue singing and stand up. And then I will give the benediction, and our service will be concluded.
Silent night, holy.
Love of God, and my heart bows to the love of God in your heart with gratitude for your presence here and the we that we become together in the light on the way deeper into God's love. Good night and Merry Christmas.